I know you guys are so excited for today's episode of Supernatural, season 11, episode 20. We met God today. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it and show you my special guest coming up right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are here today. I'm Lindsay Wegner. I'm talking with Lisa Barry. Got her in the studio so we can get all the gossip and dish on God. We met is Chuck. This is what everyone thought. Boo said, I'm reading the live chat. Boo was like, we knew it. We all knew that it was going to be Chuck.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Didn't expect this?
No, I really didn't expect it. I totally had one of those moments. They got me.
I think that it might have been a thought, but I never really believed it would be true.
Yeah, I'll jump on that boat. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. Lisa, where can they tweet you?
At _ Lisa Barry.
And if you guys want to tweet us some questions or join in on that live chat on YouTube, feel free. I'm going to try and keep an eye on it as we chat here. There's so much to talk about and so many exciting things about this episode. Don't Call Me Shirley, which also reminded me, I don't know if you ever see The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Office where Michael Scott says, don't call me, I think he says, don't call me Shirley.
I think that, well, I mean, there's just so many references to it, yeah. So it'll remind me of a lot of things.
Exactly. So I got a couple tweets last night, one of them being from one of my favorite Twitter friends and fans, Brandy, who sent me a picture and she's like, hashtag still processing. And then another one from Antonio who was like, this is a game changer.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. I actually had to get off Twitter. Like, I saw all of those tweets of like, oh my God, epic episode. And I was like, okay, I gotta get off. Because I couldn't watch it when the East Coast was watching it. So I was like, I'm gonna just back away from this because I feel like something huge is going down.
I just had to keep rewinding and going, wait, what?
I watched it twice.
You watched it twice?
I watched it twice. Like a true fan.
That's, yes. We've got one of the biggest Supernatural fans and she's on the show, so it's even better. I mean, literally, yeah, I had to watch most of it, rewind, and because I just could not, still processing.
Yeah, it was a great show, great performances. I was just blown away by it all. I love that Chuck is gone. I absolutely love that Chuck is gone.
Now, I know we talked about this before the show started, but did you know Chuck was going to be God?
No clue. The thing about being on the show, and any show really, like you don't get all of the scripts sometimes. So if you're not in all of the episodes, you got gaps that you've got to fill in in your own mind. And so it's like, I remember before the last episode that I did, I was like, so like, how did we, what's happening? Where are we? Okay, I get, okay, whatever.
It's and you had to watch sense. The show to fill in the blanks.
And then as I watched the show, I got to fill in the blanks. And I was like, so clear.
They should just give you scripts.
I'd love the scripts.
So you know what's going on. Or we can just have you be in every episode, which would be great too. I think we would all love that. Hey, Supernatural writers. Come on.
Supernatural writers are awesome. Awesome. I love that I have no idea what's going to happen with Billy.
I
have no idea.
I question because as the deputy said, at one point, hold on. All right, we're just going to get into the episode we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So we open the show with Metatron eating a sandwich from the dumpster. He ends up giving it to his dog.
I love Metatron.
Thank goodness. So cute. He ends up in a bar with Chuck and Metatron mentions he didn't like any of the books that, you know, he'd written, Carver Edlin had written. But Chuck admitted he was really upset that he actually burned one of the books.
Oh, yeah.
And we realize, wait, God?
All-seeing, all-knowing.
All-seeing, all-knowing. And then we get the supernatural flash of the episode starting, and all of us are going, wait, what?
What's happening?
And then he goes, you can just call me Chuck.
I know. I love the shades. I love that he's like, it's a thing, just come on, just put it on, just humor me here for a second.
So do you think he saw what he really looked like, or do you just think he saw a bright light? Do you think he saw what was really inside the Chuck meat suit?
That's a great idea. I think what's really inside any of the meat suits is a ball of energy, and whatever that kind of presents itself to the viewer as is what they see, right? Like, it's our own, that's my interpretation.
That's great.
It's like, I see a ball of light, somebody else is like, I see fireflies all gathered together, and you're like, but whatever the mind of the perceiver is able to actually consciously see is what they see. But that's my hypothesis.
I think that's great, because I think that's what believing in something or religion essentially is. It's what do you see? What do you believe? Yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah, God takes so many different forms.
That's that. Well, she just answered that question. This bright shining light, you can call him Chuck. I think pandemonium from all of Supernatural world and fans just being excited that they were either right or kind of knew it, were on to it. Got leaked at, I guess, one of the conventions, or got mentioned.
Did it?
By, I think Eric Kripke might have mentioned it. We had a couple people way back in the day, a couple months ago, saying that they had heard that Chuck was God and that this was being discussed.
Yeah.
And so now we found out, yeah, it's true. It got revealed in episode 20.
Yeah.
So we get Sam and Dean. Dean is doing a little ironing with some beer.
Love that.
Which...
Love that. Love
it's that. Like The Bachelor, like, man, like, that's exactly what he would be doing.
Those are the things I love about them.
I know. Sam says there's a case in Idaho. Someone has killed somebody and then committed suicide. They don't know if it's possession or if it's a soulless situation. They decide they're going to go check this out. And Dean hands him his shirt. And I had to write this line out. Quit ironing my shirts with beer.
I know. I love that it's like not the first time.
But it's crisp. I mean, when I iron, I use a little water, use a little like mister on there. How perfect is it that Sam and Dean would be ironing theirs in beer?
It actually makes a lot of sense. However, if they were to get pulled over, that's just not good.
And technically, they are FBI agents, so it might not be the smartest idea to smell like beer.
I love it.
But I don't think any of us ladies would...
I don't mind.
No.
I don't mind.
Nope, none of us mind. So then we get back to Metatron being in the bar. He's asking Chuck what he's been up to, and he says that he's been writing a blog. There's cats included in it. He's got Snapchat.
Well, Becky dated God. Let's just take a minute about that. Like, now we're going back, and we're like, oh, wow. It's kind of like finding out you dated somebody who turned out to be, like, one of the Beatles, and you're just like, oh, my God, I didn't know that you were going to turn into John Lennon. I didn't know that you were going to turn into Bono. Oh, my God.
Becky's got to come back now.
So now Becky, I think so.
She's totally got to come back. And,
I think so.
And just... have a bragging session.
Totally.
Because he says he's dated girls and guys.
And they're so good with the play on the show that is kind of just like, I could just see Becky's character being like, oh my God, I mean Chuck. I mean, I'm not trying to keep calling you God. But that's very cool.
He's got a new series of books. This is the Chuck suit he likes that he thinks is pretty handsome. And, you know, he asks, how does no one know that this... that you've been God this whole time. And he can turn Dean's amulet on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been gone for a while now. It's been gone for a couple seasons, right?
It's been gone for a while. I even forgot about it.
And I mean, it's one of those things I always think of in the back of my mind that it was like his protection.
Mm-hmm.
But him and Sam have been so close that they have been protecting each other, so they've been there for one another, that maybe the amulet wasn't needed until now.
Well, anything that comes back on this show is definitely always needed.
Mm-hmm. He says music was the greatest creation.
True.
It's the magic. And nacho cheese.
True.
Cheese, absolutely. I'm so with you on that.
True.
And he's now writing an autobiography, but he feels like something's been missing and he needs Metatron, because Metatron is this great editor. He may not be the greatest writer, but he's a great editor.
Yes.
So we jump back to the Idaho police station. Wes Cooper was heard saying no one loved him. And then we get... we show the body, and it's got the gray veins. And welcome back to the Grombies, #Grombies. I started that the first episode this season, and it like slightly caught on, and I was so excited that I created a word.
Oh, I love it.
The Grombies are back. The fog is back. The boys obviously know a little bit of how to deal with this. But before we get to that, we've got Metatron editing Chuck's book. He says it's lacking in details.
It was.
Because a good book has all the details. You're mm-hmm. hearing, when you're reading Twilight, you are hearing all the passion between Bella and Edward. Mm-hmm. You're hearing it all. Mm-hmm. When you're reading any good John Grisham book, they're talking about every single little bit of what happened.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a great book. So we're missing that. And Chuck says, well, in the beginning, there was me. He's like, boom, what a grabber. I'm hooked. And I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, agreed, sure, that's a great start, but we want to know what happened.
Totally.
All the details.
And they're giving us little bits as to what did happen and the kind of power that he has, and I just love that we learned that. You know, they, like, typical siblings, like, he would build a sandcastle and she would tear it down.
But don't you want to know, as the reader, how he felt when that happened?
I think, well, totally.
That's the details.
Totally.
Those are the details that are missing. Like, when 9/11 happened, what did he think?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, God is all-knowing. God has created everything. Evil has come. But how does he handle this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery.
I mean, he made the human soul.
Yeah, he created it.
Like, he created the human soul, which is, like, powerful.
He may be soulless.
Yeah, that's so trippy.
But he's created it in everyone else.
Yeah. What does that mean? I got questions. The more answers we get, the more questions I have.
There's just so much. Are you reading anything good? Anything interesting coming out?
Let's see. Well, I love that everybody's kind of just like going to the Becky.
The Becky?
Everybody
comment. All right.
Everybody's just like, Becky dated God. Guys, Becky dated God. But thought Sam was an upgrade. That's awesome. That's a tweet from Deandra Harris. Becky dated God, but thought Sam was an upgrade. That's so cute.
That is
so
true.
Because she didn't know.
So Metatron does admit that, you know, Amara was there, but he's like, Chuck doesn't care. She's out. But is that why he's back?
He's like, because it's not her story.
It's not her story. But because Amara has appeared again, is this why God is here? To take care of this?
I think he has to. Like, she's been smiting people all over the place, right?
But he put her away once before. Mm-hmm. Is he willing to do that again?
I think that's why he showed himself, don't you?
I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's where my head is at. Is like, well, if you come out and tell people you're God, I think that's because you're ready to say hello. No?
To the right people, maybe?
I don't know.
To not everyone.
I know.
Because if he reveals himself to everybody, don't you think that people are going to go, well, can you do this? Can you do this? It's going to be this mass chaos.
And that's the clever genius of how they put everything together, is they think that far ahead. That's why I'm like, I was completely surprised.
Yeah, they probably have had this planned.
Since season 5.
Yeah. Well, you know, so they've got what's going to happen in season 15 already figured out, which is great because I have no idea, and that means they're doing something right.
They're totally doing something right.
And it isn't her story, it's his, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
We get the deputy driving home. She's followed by the fog, and she turns into a Grombie. And we get back to Metatron and Chuck, and there's a chapter about God being Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions his blog, that he's traveled, he's learned the guitar, and Metatron asks him, why not write more about the archangels? Why not tell us more about them, you know?
Yeah.
And Chuck says, well, Lucifer, God, I don't know, good Chad, I want to, like, make a name for him, says that Lucifer wasn't his favorite.
Ooh.
Something good.
I know. I just saw something really good by, again, Deandra Harris. She's like, will God need to create more archangels to be able to battle Amara again? Great question.
Love that.
And I don't know.
But can you do that? Because a lot of what Supernatural has done No, that's okay. A lot of what Supernatural has done coming from stories or parts of the Bible. So I don't know if there's any more archangels.
But
I don't think there
are.
He does, but they were already created in the Bible, so they were already there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the story's already written that Michael...
But that's what maybe... Like, what about the other thing where he was talking about revelations?
Well, I mean, that's why. Anything could happen. He could create something new.
He could create a whole new world.
Or turn somebody into something else.
Totally.
Or bring them back.
And we've got a question from Boo69Baz. What if Chuck brings back Charlie and makes her an archangel? I love you, and I love your suggestions.
Boo!
That'd be really cool. That would be so cool.
Everybody loved Charlie.
I still love Charlie.
What about Bobby?
And Bobby. Like, because there's plenty of people they could pick from to become archangels. I'm just saying.
Charlie would be a great person to have because...
Charlie and Bobby would be fantastic.
The good and evil. Oh, that's so great. He did say that Lucifer obviously helped him defeat Amara, and he trusted him with the mark. So we know now that Lucifer had the mark at one point.
Yeah.
Which, that was new information to me.
Me too.
That was new information. Okay. Guys, that was new. I'm hoping that was new information to everybody. So I feel like maybe we'll get a little bit of backstory on that and why Amara now has the mark, and maybe a little bit on how then Sam or Dean and Amara are connected. Is Dean then connected to Lucifer? Because it was always Sam and Lucifer being connected, but Sam never had the mark.
Okay. My brain just exploded.
I know. It's just like all these things are happening in my head.
My brain just exploded. How do they write this stuff?
I don't know. And then he rebelled to mankind. But Lucifer technically is not a villain. And so Metatron says, you have to either write the truth or a fairy tale. You either write, you know, Keith Richards' version, or you write Brian Wilson's version. And in the beginning of the episode, I wrote down Good Vibrations because that was the opening song. But we don't want the fairy tale.
No.
We want the truth.
The grit.
We want the dirty grit. Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
All that.
Stuff.
Trash.
Yeah.
We want it all. We want to know. So you got
Metatron was going through at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. There's no revelations, no new information right for you. He throws the manuscript, and we start the process of rewriting
life.
His autobiography.
Yeah.
And then we get Give Me Shelter.
I have no idea where this is going to go. I have no idea where this is going to go. Like, I didn't see this coming. I mean, I didn't see this whole season coming, so really, I'm just going along for the ride.
I loved that they brought the fog back into it
because so
it opened the season, so I think it's great to kind of you can't close on it, but have it at the end of the season and bring it back in and figure out a way to stop it, because I didn't know if they were going to be able to stop it today or not.
Well, it looks like God can pretty much do whatever he wants.
Looks like God controls. Loved
him walking around with his amulet.
Yeah, God controls all.
Controls all. So I kind of want to see how they.
So we see Deputy Harris. We find out that she shot her husband, then herself, this fog, but had mentioned the fog.
Mm-hmm.
When Metatron is now reading the manuscript, he's like, it's angry, there's a side of bitter, but it's real. And he wants to know why he created life. And God said he was lonely.
Such a great answer.
That is true.
But it's true. I mean, really, like, if you could, went like, we all, like, the imagination, the imaginary friend episode, you know what I
exactly.
mean? You're just kind of like, these are, like, we all need company. And he's like, I couldn't get that from my sister because every time I made something, she destroyed it. And she's like, well, how's that my fault? That's what I am.
Well,
I am the darkness.
She's nothingness.
She's nothingness.
Nothingness. I'm going to create myself an imaginary boyfriend. He's going to send me flowers. It's going to take me on dates because I'm lonely.
And he'll be perfect.
It's better than himself and her by creating angels in a new world. She'd destroy it. But he said, sometimes with nature, it's just beautiful and you wipe the slate clean. He's like, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
I mean, this is why I love the show. Like, episodes like this are a huge reason of why I love watching the show is because it's a show that's got a bigger metaphor for life, for struggle, mm-hmm. for everything that we're going through as human beings. And I think his equation with, you know, nature, he's like, that's the greatest thing I ever actually made because there's no fuss, there's no mess with it. And if something needs to be wiped out, no one's gonna cry about it. It just happens and then we move on. It's a very move forward, it just keeps happening, life keeps going on kind of rhythm that nature has versus life. Everyone's trying to stop what's happening and make it bend to their will, and it's just kind of like, well, the metaphor is clear.
I feel like this is such a great show for anyone to watch.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone can kind of get into it for the action, for the supernatural factor of it, mm-hmm. for the good-looking boys, for, you know, the power and adventure and excitement, mm-hmm. and then even the religious aspects, because I find that so interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very Catholic. I don't see anything bad about it, or like, you know how they can sometimes say like, oh, it's blasphemy. There's nothing about it that I feel like it's just so honest and truthful. Mm-hmm. And even telling my dad today, I was on the way here and I called my dad and I'm like, well, we found out who God was. And he's like, who was it? which guy was it? And he's only watched a couple episodes with me. And
so he
thought it might have been Sam or Dean. And I was like, No, it's not the boys. It's Chuck. He's like, wait, who was that? And I was like, you might have seen him in an episode, but probably not. But he was excited about it. So I feel like just really anyone can get in the show. And like you said, the metaphors behind the show, wiping the slate clean.
Yeah.
Anyone can do that. Anyone can start over.
Absolutely.
Fresh.
Anyone can be nature in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
It's a really, really positive mm-hmm. way to look at things. So we do get the fog rolling in. Everyone's trying to seal up their homes. They tracked the deputy's car. She couldn't kill herself because Amara had a message for Dean. She says it's not an infection, but a mirror. And it's showing everyone the truth. So all these people that are killing other people, I don't feel like that's the truth or a mirror.
Right.
But I feel like that's what she wants.
Her truth.
Her truth.
I mean, she's emptiness,
she's
right?
She's evil and emptiness and nothingness. So everyone wants to be lonely, maybe. Or
yeah, I mean, there's
wipe out
there,
the world.
There's a metaphor in emptiness and what we see in ourselves when we are in those states, right? Like when we feel like there's nothing to us, there's a void of hope, there's a void of love, there's a void of connection, you know? And so there's pure loneliness. So it would be get rid of everything. But that's all she knows.
Which is great though, because that's the exact opposite of God. He felt lonely, so he created it, and then she destroyed it.
Exactly, and she's like, no. We don't need people, we don't need anything. The emptiness is our home. And he's like, that's not what I'm made up of. And I kind of, in my own little fantasy world, would love to actually see that scene.
Absolutely. I hope.
I would kind of really love to see that scene.
I feel like we're going to at some point see the reason and the fight and struggle between God and Amara.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
As this like backstory flashback episode.
Yeah, I totally want to see them interact with each other.
And see Lucifer and Michael as well and how mm-hmm. they put Amara away.
I gotta see it. Oh, patience.
We don't believe it till we see it. So then the light is a lie. The sheriff shoots her, which I was upset because I feel like she was giving us so much information. She says it's all gonna be over soon. He's not gonna save them. It's all going away forever. But not you, Dean.
I know, right?
And then the fog rolls in. So Amara's gonna get rid of everyone but Dean.
I'm really, really interested to see how that all plays out. I'm really interested. Because they got me. I'm like intrigued by them and their chemistry and what's happening.
Yeah, their chemistry is just...
I'm just like, give it to me now. What's happening? What's happening?
And we jump back to Crowley. Chuck and Metatron. No one takes responsibility for the things that they've done, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
They've locked Amara away, but Sam and Dean let her out. So Chuck's a little bit over the boys. It's like, they did this. They got themselves into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to fix it. You know, Chuck says, he's like, I've saved the boys multiple times. And he's actually rebuilt Castiel.
How many times?
Great to hear. Let Amara have her turn.
What would that look like?
This is huge. What? You're just going to let her destroy
everything? What would
everything?
That look like? What would that look like if Amara got her way?
Do you think it's the end of mankind as a whole, or do you think it's part of the world's gone? What?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, as much as Amara's emptiness and she's the darkness, and I love Emily Swallow. I think she's fantastic in this role. And I just love her voice. Every time she says, like, hear me, or like something, I'm always like, heard. I heard you. And I love it. But I don't think her world would be bad to her. I think her world would be like, this is great.
Do you think that this is just happening in North America? Or do you think this is happening in Africa and Asia and Europe, all the fog rolling into?
My head just exploded.
There's so many questions.
Yeah, I guess it's happening all over the world.
Because they're only showing us this small area, but do you think it stops? Do you think that it continues or gets passed on?
I think it's happening all over the world because we got hunters that came up from Mexico. So there are hunters all over, which was like, hello, spinoff everywhere.
Exactly.
Supernatural France, Supernatural Mexico, Supernatural everything.
Chuck's hiding in this meat suit, and then Metatron calls him a coward. God does not like that very much. And Little Force sends him out the door. He says there's nothing special about Metatron. And God says he's not hiding, but he's done watching his experiments' failures. And now we see the fog all over the news. And he's like, let's see what's going to happen.
Somebody, we just got, I want to hear somebody say that. I want to hear Dean say this too. Oh my Chuck.
Oh my Chuck.
I want to hear that line too.
We've got Sam and Dean who are sealed in the station. They have no signal. The fog is coming through. There's mass chaos outside. And all of a sudden, we see one of the vents, and we've got a little bit of the fog coming in. Sam's breathing it in. We see the gray veins coming in. He slowly could be turning into a Grombie. Dean's not going to leave him, of course.
No.
There's no way this is happening. Jump back to Metatron, who's a terrific editor. Chuck picked Metatron, but then left him. Why did God abandon them? Why did God leave? Because they disappointed him.
That's a rough answer.
It's a rough answer.
I was like, ooh, that's tough.
I mean, this is why in the Catholic religion you believe that God is up on the crucifix on his last day saying, my God, why did you abandon me? He knew this was coming. He knew he was going to sacrifice his life for the good of all of the world, for all the people. This is why he's resurrected. He's living his life for us. But when you see all the evil in the world and all the horrible things, you sometimes can't just sit and watch.
No.
So he did walk away. But I loved Metatron at this point because he's pleading on behalf of mankind. He goes, there is horrible things everywhere, but at the end of the day, there is love.
And they don't give up.
And the people never give up.
They always keep going. They always keep fighting. And that's a huge, you know, theme and metaphor for the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, love.
That's Jared's thing, always keep fighting.
Yeah.
And it's true, though.
Oh, totally. I mean, that was such a devastating blow when he was like, they disappointed me, because it's kind of like when you're a kid and your parents are like, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. And you're just like, why does that hurt more? Could you just be angry? And so I thought that was really, really powerful.
I think so, too. But I think as many non-believers and as many... Nothing's a failure because I feel like you learn from it. Some people don't, but there is still good in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to believe the best in everyone. I don't want to be bitter and angry and think that, oh, this person's out to get me. I'd rather think that you're a good person and maybe have a little, you know, moment being like, okay, probably shouldn't have trusted that person, but it did. But I'd rather be that way and be positive about it than have some negative chip on my shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, well, and Metatron was really looking at Chuck and kind of calling him out, being like, how are you missing all of this? How are you missing how great your creation is? I mean, you cast out Lucifer because he couldn't see how wonderful they were. And now you're saying you stepped away because you were disappointed. And then he's just like, looks like a repeat. Seeing all this destruction just looks like another episode of the same show.
Which brings us back to, who said it? Eric said it in the live chat. He goes, let me guess here, but wait. Did Metatron save the day?
Yeah, he did.
He kind of did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he talked some sense into God.
Yeah, he totally talked some sense into God and was just like, come on, calm down now.
You are not Lucifer. You are not Amara. You are God. You are all loving, all forgiving.
Yeah. You made this. You made us.
You don't turn a blind eye. You're there.
Yeah. You have to take responsibility, which again, there's a bigger metaphor in that one as well. Exactly. Take responsibility for what you made.
So the broken window, the fog is coming in. Dean's now breathing it in, but nothing's happening. And slowly Sam is breathing more of us in. He's going to turn into Viscrombie. And Dean yells, "Stop this. You hear me, you dick?" And all of a sudden, we go to commercial, of course, but we get back to Metatron and Chuck. He's given himself the ability. He never learned the guitar. He gave himself the ability.
I know. I love that he confessed all of that. He's like, I kind of gave myself like, it's the ability.
Truth. Let's be the truth. Let's give this autobiography the real thing. Let's be the Keith Richards of it. He's written some new pages, and then we get Chuck singing this beautiful song, Fare Thee Well.
That was
this
great.
Beautiful song. I saw a lot of people writing. They're like, wow, Chuck singing. Yeah.
I got a little misty-eyed.
Yeah. I think so. I saw a couple people in like teardrops.
I was like, that moved me. That movie was really beautiful.
He did a
great job.
Jacob wrote, someone could give the angels a fresh pair of wings.
I know.
That would be interesting.
I know. I wonder what that would look like.
Wow. Yes. Love it. So he's singing, and slowly the fog is disappearing. Everyone's calming down. There's silence. Everyone seems to be okay. We find the amulet in Sam's pocket. It's glowing.
And
everyone's cured.
And he's cured.
And we see the back of Chuck helping a woman walk away. And the last thing we get before the black is Chuck saying to the boys, we should probably talk.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Hi. It's me.
Do you think the boys have any idea that he's God and that he stopped all this? Or do you think this is just like Amara listening to Dean?
Well, I wonder how all-knowing and all-seeing Amara is as well. Because there was that time where Rowena's character was checking up on the boys and she's like, what did you see? But God knew that he's like, you burned one of my books. So I'm like, what are their powers?
Do you think that...
Respectively.
Do you think that she's going to be even more angry because God stepped in?
Yeah.
So a whole new vengeance?
Yeah.
Against Dean?
I don't know, because she loves her Dean. And she's quite pissed with her brother.
Purposely hurt Sam?
Ooh.
So much. I mean,
There's a lot of avenues to go down.
There's a lot. The Samulet's glowing. Deandra had written.
Wow, 707 Full says, no, the boys know.
The boys know.
So I feel like there's a 50-50 divide where they're just like, no, they know. They know.
They've got
calm down.
They've got some sort of inkling.
Yeah, and then there are people who are just like, I don't think they know. I mean, I didn't know.
The way I look at it, I don't think they know that Chuck has stopped all of this, that God is Chuck. I think they're going to go, okay, wait a second here. You came, all of us stopped. Is this a weird coincidence or something you need to tell us? Which is going to obviously be it. So let's go into some predictions then.
Yeah, well, we've got Nikki S. is saying, well, that was what Amara wanted.
She did.
This is what she wanted, to call him out. So
she wanted God to come out and step in. And
step one, phase one of that is already accomplished.
That's a really, really good point. Next week, we see that Amara is going to destroy all that God has created. Chuck needs to take her out once and for all. In Chuck, we trust. And we see Amara torturing Cass.
I want that on a t-shirt. In Chuck, we trust.
In Chuck, we trust. And then a picture of Chuck ahead of Chuck and Chuck.
Ahead
trust.
Of Chuck or Chuck writing.
Like
or typing on his like 1998 IBM computer.
Yes. And then Amara says to someone, you really aren't worth sparing. I don't think she's going to say that to Dean. I think she's going to say that either to Cass or to Sam.
Yeah.
But they set it up so that they're going to say it to Dean.
You don't know. You don't know. No. I was going to say, I was like, what if she does say it to Dean? What if she looks him straight in the face and just says, you know what? I changed my mind.
You aren't worth sparing.
I don't know if you're worth all of this.
But then Chuck steps in.
And then Chuck, I don't know.
And saves him.
I don't know what's happening.
Unless Chuck's annoying for saving them all this time. Okay, so let's talk about some predictions. I mean, what do you expect out of next week?
Answers.
Okay, I think the boys are going to be expecting that as well.
I want to know answers, and I want to know how they're going to battle Amara. Because they eventually gotta.
We've only got 3 episodes left.
You know, yeah.
Something's gotta happen.
So, I don't know. I know we got a lot of people being like, he's gonna make new archangels.
I saw somebody saying that they could fix Adam's soul. Deandra said that. Deandria. Sorry, I've been saying your name wrong. Deandria. He could fix Adam's soul without Adam needing the mental wall. Imagine Sam and Dean and Adam versus Amara, Winchester's versus the darkness. The Grombie Vanes were definitely creepier of his time.
They were
full on, like, thick and big and.
Yeah, I thought something was going to come out of it.
They were far worse.
Yeah, they were intense.
But I think the fog has been building for the last 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Which would be, I don't know, in Sam and Dean time.
Well,
like, I think
she's gotten more powerful.
So, exactly. The power is growing.
She's definitely gotten more powerful.
One of these days, it won't be long, you'll call my name and I'll be gone. Is that foreshadowing Chuck's death? That was in his song, right?
I know.
God can't die. God's not ever going to be gone.
I don't know.
God can't be gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
He can't be. No one can.
I know. Well, no, I know. Are they going to lock him up? Is there going to be a mark for Chuck?
I hope not. I'm not even going to justify that, because I don't want to think about that.
There's a whole other season where somebody gets the mark that they have to free out God
out of all of it. I'm guessing for next week that we get some answers.
I think the boys
are going to be surprised, but I think they're going to be really excited to work with Chuck. The question is, does Crowley come in and work with God? I would love to see that.
I love that.
I would love to see, you know, everyone teaming up. And then, of course, at the end, Crowley's going to say, all right, I'm done working with you boys. I'm going to be on my own again. And then they're going to team up again at some point. But, you know, we do see Amara torturing Cass, which is what we know has been going on. And that she's been doing this to try and get God out of hiding or, you know, proving who he is.
Yeah.
So she's got him out. Now is the battle. This is exactly what you said. Now is the battle. Who is it going to be? Lucifer, Cass,
Who's
Crowley, Chuck, Sam, Dean, all as one fighting? Yeah. Or is it only going to have to be Sam against Amara because of the mark?
I don't know. I'm looking at all the comments. Everyone's going nuts the minute you said Crowley.
I know.
Crowley even be in God's presence? Can Crowley even be in God's presence?
In God's presence.
But I mean, he made everything.
And technically, he wrote the books. Crowley was included in the books, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, this is their meeting and hanging out and working together. Curtis Armstrong was great. And yeah, absolutely. Metatron was just phenomenal.
Yeah, no. But he's such a phenomenal actor. They both are.
Yeah.
They both really are. And so, it was like two powerhouse actors really coming in and bringing this new story to light. So, yeah, that was... awesome.
Crazy Chuck left Lucifer. I don't know how far behind I am. I'm trying to, like, holy cow. I think I'm really far behind.
I love it. Hi to everybody on the feed that's chiming in. Thank you so much.
I can't even keep up. So thank you. Random Olmi said he can take Michael out of the cage. Season 11 and 12 needs to be the story of the darkness. Absolutely. I think next season, maybe we will get... If they're not going to solve this whole Amara thing, we may get the backstory between Amara and God in season 12.
Might.
Because
we've got the battle needs to end the same way it started. The darkness versus God and his 4 archangels. That's cool, too.
That would be awesome. It's already confirmed he's going to come back. God-Crowley interaction might be the greatest thing ever. I agree. I think this is going to be fantastic. One-liners.
Yeah.
Amazingness. Yeah. And Mark Shepard. Did Chuck and Crowley ever meet before? I don't think that they did. I really don't think they did. I think...
Ooh, would Chuck's... Would God's presence restore Crowley's human soul?
Would Crowley allow that, or would he have no choice?
I don't know. I know, because we also have all of our own interpretations of what God is and what that means to us and what he can do. We still haven't really seen what Amara can do.
We're going to see it in the next couple episodes.
We're going to see it.
Because as you said, she's getting more powerful. I love whoever just said, thank you, Jordy. Best episode of the season. I agree.
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest episodes. This is such a revelation for everyone, for the show.
Huge revelation for this one. Because that's a huge piece of a puzzle. Like when you're working on your big puzzle, it's got 8,000 pieces and you're just like, I just need this one and it will make this part make so much more sense.
And you finally find the one that fits.
And then we finally get the one that fits, and that's Chuck. Chuck is God.
This whole, this is just mind blowing. All today. I love everyone just like loving it and blowing up the feed. Thank you guys so much. God, this is just crazy. Lisa, tell me what you've been working on lately though.
I'm getting ready to start my play.
You're getting ready to start the play?
It starts in a month. I was like, oh my goodness. Gosh. I know. I still can't talk about the other stuff that I got going on until everything's up and out.
But you've got the play starting.
Is
that going to be in Canada?
That's going to be in Canada. That's going to be in Toronto, Ontario at Soul Pepper Theater. So if you're in Canada and you get a chance, Father Comes Home from the Wars, it's going to be a great, great, great show. We've got such a phenomenal cast and awesome director, great theater.
Can you tell us if you're going to be in this season anymore or no? Mum's the word.
Maybe.
Mum's the word.
Maybe I will be, maybe I won't be.
Here's what I'm predicting.
What?
Since Amara won't kill Dean, you can't reap Dean's body.
No. No.
Can you reap Sam's?
Yeah, I think I could reap anybody who dies. But, I mean, Amara's got quite a whole, like, I've got him. He won't die.
So if Amara is defeated, that means that technically you could...
I can start taking souls. Anytime I want.
So part of me wants Amara to be gone so that she can keep coming back. And then part of me is like, no, I would never want Dean reaped. But if you come back and, I mean, technically, can you reap Cass's soul?
I don't know.
He took on, you know, the body of, I can't remember his name now, of course, Claire's dad.
Right.
That, I mean.
Novak,
yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm hoping we get to see you before the season ends.
Oh, thanks.
Even
though that never means good news for anybody.
I have a feeling we're going to see you before the end of this season. And I'm afraid it's going to be in the last episode, and then I'm going to be really sad. Any predictions for the next couple weeks?
No, because this was huge.
Just too much?
Like, I don't get the script, so I'm always, like, in the dark when I kind of get to watch see the show, and I'm like, what? And then I go right back to being a fan of the show, because I have no idea what's happening, and I can't be, like, the person who's on the show and knows what's happening.
I can't be both. As much as we want.
You know? So I go back and forth between being like fan of the show, on the show, fan of the show, on the show, fan of the show, on the show. Because when I get the scripts, I'm like, oh my God, this happens, that happens, that's so crazy, that's so cool. I was like, oh man, I can't wait to see it all unfold. And then I don't know what happens for 5-6 episodes. And then all of a sudden I'm like,
that's why I did this.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
It's got to be torture.
I know. It's so cool to be on a show that I absolutely love to watch, but it is torturous all at the same time, because every now and again you kind of get the behind the curtains and then you don't.
Oh my gosh. You know? So seriously amazing. I love having you in here because you are such a huge fan of the show and you're on it, but just the fact that you just have all these great inside opinions, ideas about what's happening, and you get to share them with all of us.
Oh, man. I love being here.
We are all very, very appreciative of you.
Oh, I love being here. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we wrap, let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me at lisaberrylive.com. That's where you can get every little bit of info you want on me.
And you guys make sure to follow her on Instagram. Is it _ Lisa Berry or?
No, it's just Lisa Berry Live on Instagram.
She is so positive, and her outlook on life is just incredible. I love reading your posts.
Thank
it's
you.
So inspiring. That's, so
I'm the most personal on Instagram.
Yeah, she shares like a personal journey. So if you guys aren't following her on Instagram, Lisa Berry on Instagram, find her. Yeah. She's amazing. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. Unfortunately, Katie wasn't here. She had something back home with her family. She's also going to be gone next week. I'm going to be gone next week. But I know you've all missed Alexis. She's going to be here next week. She's going to be hosting the show for you guys. I'm going to be calling in from Wisconsin. And then the next 2 weeks, Katie and I will be here to close out this season for you guys. Thank you so much for watching, joining in the live chat. Make sure you're checking out all things social media using the hashtag ABTVSupernatural. See you soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.